I think the most geschmack, physical and spiritual time, the conversion, that time is at 7 o'clock the morning after staying up all of Shavuos. You felt you just learned for 5 hours, you were going strong, you're plugging away, and then you pull the covers over you, and it's the best. I don't think anything parallels that. Especially when you lock the door, you know, no kids could come in. Now you have like at least 5, 6, 7 hours uninterrupted. You don't have to wake up for any minyanim or anything. You did it. So now, the question is, right before you pull the covers over your head, do you have to make a berachas hamapil? Pretty basic question. There's either a yes or a no answer. You know, you got a yes or no. Hamapil or not. No?
It's not simple.
Now, and of course, nothing is simple. Otherwise, we don't have 10 minutes to give a share. Okay. But no,
your mind may not be.
Okay, assume your mind. I'm still could focus for 3 more minutes. Yeah, should I make a berachas hamapil? No. Yes or no? No.
I would assume not.
No. Okay. So let's see. The Gemara in Brachos says one line: Hanichnas lishon al mitaso. Someone enters to sleep on his bed. Omar, he says, Mishma Yisrael, until Vahayim Shemoah, and then he says, Berachas Hamapil, and the Gemara says, the whole bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Amir Olam Kuva B'Kvodo, and it gives the girsa of the bracha, which is pretty close to our girsa. The Ritva and other Rishonim on this Gemara, note though, that this bracha is not made during the day, because it's only made on the time of sleep for most people, which is nighttime. So according to the simple read of the Gemara, no mention of night at all, the Rishonim all jump in and say, no, it's not made during the day. Comes along Shulchan Aruch, and you'll tell me what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, Kore al mitaso, you read on your bed, Parsha Rishonah Shal Shema, U'mevarech hamapil chavushen aleinai. No, at night or not night? He's in Reish Lamed Tes, which is in the evening part of Shulchan Aruch, but he doesn't mention anything about night. It says, Kore al mitaso, no? Good question, no? Shabbos afternoon. You take a 3-hour nap, according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't know. The Rishonim, clearly not, but according to Shulchan Aruch, doesn't mention anything. Okay. So now we are in a quandary, which is not surprising. Most poskim seem to just assume, the later poskim assume, that it doesn't apply during the day if you take a Shabbos afternoon nap. And the proof is because Magen Avraham says, well, how come women don't make the bracha of Hamapil? He asks. He answers, because it's a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, because you don't make it during the day. Which is a pretty whopper statement, you know, just assuming, even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about night, day, anything. So Magen Avraham assumes that. Comes along the Chai Adam, and says, I'm going to give you 3 reasons why in general you don't make it at day. He's only talking about in general. Like, a Shabbos afternoon nap is a good question. He's not talking about when you're up all night. Simply put, during the day, why Shabbos afternoon nap? 3 reasons. Number one, maybe you won't fall asleep. Now, I've never had that problem. I don't know if you've had that problem. But he says, maybe you won't fall asleep. At night, you have the same issue. Maybe you won't fall asleep. Yeah, but at night, you could say, says the Chai Adam, you're making it on the Minog HaOlam. Normal people fall asleep at night. During the day, you don't necessarily have that. So therefore, he says, don't make it during the day. Reason number two, he says, is it's a Mefurash Halach in Shulchan Aruch that you really shouldn't be taking naps during the day. You're bored during the day, you open up a Gemara, he says Shulchan Aruch. The person's only supposed to be learning during the day. Day is not for taking naps. For Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Aleph. Check it out. It's a scary siman. They don't teach you this in yeshivas. Yeah? So everyone takes naps in the afternoon, but we'll see how it ties in a second. Reason number three is that we say Amapil Chevle Shena. The bracha is that Hashem removes, you know, all the impediments for our sleep, you know, from our eyes so that we could sleep. But during the day, who wants to fall asleep during the day, says the Chai Adam. The whole point of the day is you got to work, you got to be busy. So the whole bracha wouldn't make any sense at night. Says the Chai Adam, no bracha during the day.
What about Shema?
Okay, you could say Shema during the day, it's a Kriya Shema, but there's no Chiv to say it during the day. Comes along with Shura Shai, who's of Shlomo Yehuda Taibach. He did Nifter in 1907 in Siget, where my Bubi was from. Yeah, so he says like this. He attacks the Chai Adam by name. He says those reasons don't make any sense. He says, what about if you're up all night? He says, I don't even understand the whole three reasons to begin with, he says. Take reason number one and three is that people don't sleep during the day. People do sleep during the day all the time. He says some line, but I think what he means is, like, people sleep may ace la ace. I think that means, like, whatever time they want to sleep, people just will sleep at any point during the day. You're tired, you go to sleep. You take a nap.
Some countries, it is normal to sleep during the day.
Oh, so we're going to talk about that in a minute, what's the norm in other places. But let's simply put, people fall asleep when they take naps, all kinds of a nap.
It's to sleep. All night.
Oh, I'm going to get to that. Excellent, excellent. We'll get talking about that in 1 second. Excellent. That's the, together with that point, excellent. So, but he attacks the second reason. It's only forbidden to sleep during that, you know, it's forbidden to sleep during the afternoon. Well, hello, if you're up all night, it's not usher to sleep during the day, especially, he doesn't say this, but I'm adding, if you're learning all night, of course you're allowed to sleep the first day of Shavuos. So, you know, you were just up learning for 5 hours. And of course, if you're up all night for whatever reason, of course you're allowed to sleep. All issur of sleeping during the day, it's for no reason. Yeah, I'm bored, so I'll sleep. No, you should open up a Gemara instead, says Shulchan Aruch. So he says the whole thing doesn't apply. He also points out Shulchan Aruch never says anything about night. He says, Akore al mitaso. You sleep on your bed. So if for Shabbos afternoon nap, says the Jewish side, maybe you should make a bracha. So therefore he says, Halach l'maisa, tzarech iyan. He doesn't understand how anyone could say you don't make a bracha. If you're up all night, you pull an all-nighter, now you go to bed at 8 o'clock in the morning, how can you say to be mevatel a bracha? Who are you to just me throw out the bracha? From what source are you going to throw out the bracha? He seems to paskin, you make a bracha. Comes along the Ber Halacha, and the Ber Halacha doesn't just have much of a discussion, but he's declaring, let's say you fall asleep, says the Ber Halacha, between Alos HaShachar and Nates, so like 6-ish, or whatever, 5:30, give or take, 5 o'clock on Shavuos morning. Yeah? He's not talking about Shavuos morning, just in general. He's like, is that considered too late to make the bracha? He says, well, how could he say, shetashkiveni v'shalom, that I go to bed? He's like, this is not the time of sleeping. He says the Ber Halacha, you can't make the bracha. So surely, according to the Ber Halacha, if you go to bed at 9 a.m. in the morning, you can't make the bracha at all. But without any discussion, Mishnah Berurah, Ber Halacha just dismisses the whole conversation, seems to say there's no bracha in the morning. And that's how the Beis Baruch says there's no bracha in the morning. I saw the Zimras Aretz puts out another proof to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, if you ever read Hilcha Shavuos, right, the one page of Shavuos, what does it all deal about in the Mishnah Berurah? Oh, washing your hands in the morning, making the Berachas HaTorah. What's eerily absent from the Mishnah Berurah? Hamapiel. Implying that the Ber Halacha assumes that by Hilcha Shavuos, there's no halacha about Hamapiel, because you're not saying it. So that's what he wants, is a diak in the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. Practically speaking, I saw it end with this, Rav Harfenes and Rav Nite Gavriel, they say, you know what you should do based on Nesho Avram? You should be Maharher the Bracha. You should think the Bracha without saying your name. Because he says, I'm going to get rid of the Bracha. I don't get it. It's not in Shulchan Aruch, anything about the day. Yeah, the Rishonim say it. So he says, really, you should not be Maharher. He says, maybe you should say it without Shem Malchus. Pretty wild concept. I never heard anyone do that. But and now it gets to the question, well, okay, fine, we do it once a year. But what about doctors? So residents, all my brother-in-laws, every other night, you know, they're up for a full night, and then they're up, they sleep during the day. So the doctor does it for 4 years in a row, 5-6 years in a row. So, you know, so every other day, they're sleeping during the day, up at night. So no, they just forget about Hamapil for 5 years?
I think it makes, does it depend on the minimum that you plan on sleeping?
Well, I don't know. If it's going to sleep for 7 hours during the day, and he's up all night, so why don't you make the Hamapil? So says that Reb Fenis. So he's not sure in that case. The doctor who's doing it consistently, or a worker, he said, and he says a watchman. We don't have watchmen who are up all night so much. We have more residents, yeah? But with mice, it's the same thing. So residents, it comes along, Rav Vitruvius van Hogus, and he says, well, what about in Manchester, England? I did my zman. You know what time Alos HaShachar is in Manchester today? 2:07. And I tried to look in a month from now. It says XXXX. I've never seen that on my zman. I don't know what that means. I think that means is that it's pre-chatzos. Meaning it's just a weird, I don't get it. I'm not an astronomy guy, and I'm not going to begin to start giving a share on this. But the way it is, in some places, the higher north you go, right, then some point in the summer, Alos is like a 1 o'clock or 12 something. It's in those places, according to some poskim. So according to that, everyone goes to sleep every night past Alos. So wait, you're never going to make Hamapa for the whole summer? Says the Jewish Van August in those places, you can make Hamapa with the bracha, for sure. So Halach Lamaisa, I think the answer is, you can up all night for Shavuos. Definitely, the minhag olam is not to make Hamapil, but I guess you think it in your head for a minute, maybe there's room to understand that. I don't know. It's just one of those things which the minig is not to, but Tzarech Ian exactly how the minig developed. It's so stark not to do it.